We have people calling in. We want to talk about the Super Bowl. We do have lines open if you want to jump in on that. But we have some audio that we want to play, and also we're going to talk about these the commercials, because that's what everybody really loves about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the commercials and the halftime performance. That's what everyone can get behind.
Absolutely. I mean, that's for all fans, not just football fans. Speaking of fans, Keith, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, guys. You were just playing that Kevin Hart audio.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting for him to ask somebody that he wanted to kiss somebody. He sounded just like Joe Namath.
That
Monday night.
Uh-huh. That's what a drunk person sounds like. Absolutely. Was it Susie Colbert that Joe Namath tried to make out with?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one of them. It was absolutely hysterical.
He was
such a fool last night. Such a fool.
It was entertaining. You know, I love watching celebrities hammered out of their brain. It makes me happy. Thanks for a call, buddy. Thanks for listening, man.
See you, man.
Later, pal. Remember when Reese, did you see the audio and the footage of Reese Witherspoon when she was pulled over by the cops? And she's yelling, you know who I am.
Yeah, that was
so great.
Terrible.
I love that
and
stuff.
And amazing.
Makes me happy. Pink did the national anthem last night. Put it out there on Twitter. Will you, from the Bones Twitter, get kind of an idea. Put a poll out there. Good or not good, Pink. She was coming off the flu, which, you know, I was a little worried. Maybe she's making an excuse because she's nervous about doing the national anthem. But I'm one of these people that have a lot of respect for her actual singing ability. I think she's one of the celebrities out there that actually has a lot of talent, not just this pop star good looks and bad girl thing she's got going on. She's really a good singer. She got there by singing. I feel the same way about Lady Gaga. Like, a lot of people think Lady Gaga is just there because of good marketing and all that. Absolutely good marketing.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, yeah, when you wear like a dead carcass to the award show.
Yeah, meat dress or whatever.
Yeah, you're packing all that meat.
Uh-huh.
But she actually got some pipes.
She's amazing. Yeah, like she's a Juilliard graduate, like can play several instruments. Like, she's classically trained and can sing her ass off. Pink the same way. National anthem last night, which I think the national anthem should always be one of the best singers, you know, of our era, whatever this is. You know, like, she's what's good now. I don't necessarily think you should grab somebody from way in the past. Remember Aretha Franklin doing the national anthem? It went on for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was in Detroit, actually.
Yeah.
I remember that. Uh-huh. It was like 9 minutes long.
I didn't like it.
Like, bitch, hurry up.
But she's Aretha Franklin. She could do whatever she wants. She could just stop in the middle and just tell a story about her life. Nobody would say anything. It's Aretha.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that, though. I think it should be somebody that's
relevant.
You know, really relevant, but really talented. I think Pink is both. She just released a new album, and this is the audio of Pink doing the national anthem. It's a long intro for the national anthem. Music or no music? What do you prefer?
A behind?
For the national anthem.
I prefer no music, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't care.
I've always done it a cappella when I perform it.
Well, when I do it, no, I don't care.
You should do it. Nope. By the way, I don't care how long you've been singing or how famous you are, the nerves that are rolling through you for singing, this is the absolute top of the line for singing the national anthem. Nothing's bigger than the Super Bowl. Nothing. And
it's an international affair.
It's unbelievably
viewed.
Oh,
yeah. I remember watching it in Australia, and the bars were packed.
Yes, and it was probably like 3 in the morning. The point is, your brain does this thing with the national anthem. I know it does for me. I know the words that they're ingrained in me. But when you start singing it, there's this little voice. Maybe it's just me. There's a little voice in the back of your head goes, you're going to mess this up. You're going to forget the lyrics. There are so many people watching you right now. You fat piece of crap. You're going to mess up. You're going to fall off the stage. Everybody's going to hate you. Everybody. Oh, and here comes that big note. Fat ass, bet you F it up, bet you F it up.
You're so mean to yourself.
Or forget the words.
Yes, all that. And this is me singing like a high school championship baseball game. This was going on in my head. It was like 200 people there. And it's like, here you go, fatso. You're about to just completely ruin this whole thing, you communist. But I didn't. I did fine. Once so proudly we Sounds pretty damn good, right?
Yeah.
She broke a little bit at the end, but not nearly enough for the criticism.
She recovered.
Okay. That's the part where I always think I messed up. I'm like, did I just start over to the beginning? Did I just do it? Yeah. What just happened? Okay, oh no. She's doing kind of a classic version, too. Not too many crazy runs and not trying to make it all crazy and switch up the inflection. She's doing fine.
I hate when the artists make it their own. It's the national anthem.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm serious.
Sorry. That's right.
I'm sorry. There's nothing better than a well-timed shut up, bitch. Oh, God. Oh, God. I apologize. Continue. She sounds awesome. I don't care what anybody says. She sounds really good. Oh, wait for it. Right, here comes the crescendo. By the way, this is always the relief moment because you're like, I got through all the words.
Yeah.
I got it. Now I can, it's just taking on home with the power note, right? Here we go. Deep breath. For the land of the free. I give her all the credit in the world. She was sick. No! Ended great. She had that one little flaw in her. I thought she was awesome.
I feel like she took my freedom away.
No, everything's fine. By the way, the flyovers. I know they're kind of neat when you're at a game and the military flyovers.
Oh, they meant the flyover states. I'm like, Minnesota is definitely one.
Definitely one. No, when they when they got the jets. Or sometimes it's a bomber or a stealth fighter, one of those. They'll fly right over a stadium. You. Super cool. Just fills you with this patriotic just emotion. But when it's a dome, is it necessary to spend the tax dollars on flying over?
Yeah. So no one saw it. But we saw it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On video. Yeah. How about you just, I don't know, take an old flyover video and just put that up on the TV. You can even put it up inside the dome, like, here we go, and planes fly by. They don't know. It's not even in their town. It just show some planes fly by. It could be old Afghanistan footage. Who cares? But do you really need to fly over the top of a dome stadium? That is a waste. It's stupid.
Yeah, it was a little weird. And it wasn't even a long clip either. It was like
they do it all the time. Yeah. They do it all the time. Even during regular season games, I believe they just fly over domes.
By the way, I put that poll out there on the Bones Twitter page.
How's it doing?
10 votes so far. 100% loved it.
There you go.
The poll's going to be up until about 10 till, by the way. So.
My poll's up right now.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, speaking of polls being up, halftime show. This was a portion of the halftime show where they paid tribute to Prince because he is a Minnesota guy.
He did.
He died a year ago, roughly.
Longer than that. No, 2016, I remember.
Holy
hell. Right after I moved to Florida.
Yeah, you're right. 2 years ago, he passed away, and they wanted to do a little tribute. Now, Galvin tweeted out something that I also noticed during the tribute. Probably the wrong choice of songs for a guy that actually died. By the way, that's where we are in society now. Nobody has a lighter anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Put your cell phones up, baby.
Smoking's bad for you.
Selfie mode, bitch.
Hell yeah. The TV saying
something about disaster in the world.
Starts real sweet. Yeah. See, I like this part. The first, like, 10 minutes of the halftime show was, like, kind of fast songs and stuff, and he was kind of moving around. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
when he slowed it down,
it was way better.
I slowed it down.
Me too.
I got in front of the screen. I was like,
way better. Yeah. By the way, best Super Bowl halftime show ever. Anybody? Anybody?
I say Justin Timberlake's when he ripped that booby
tab
off.
That was Janet Jackson.
NSYNC, yeah. Britney Spears and Janet Jackson. Yeah.
No. There's it's really not a contest. There's one that stands above all of them. All of them. Miami, In the Rain, Prince. He went on with an electric guitar in his hand.
2007.
In the Rain.
Uh-huh.
And he does Purple Rain, In the Rain.
It was real rain.
It was unbelievable. Like, I was really taken back. Like, I was emotionally, like,
distraught.
Not distraught. I was overwhelmed. Like, I was crying. I was watching this thing, and it was one of the greatest things I ever saw in my life. You can't top that. You just can't do it. Justin's sexy.
Hell yeah.
I wish he had a hot wife. He deserves a hot wife. Is he married yet?
I don't know.
I think so.
I can't remember.
Man, I hope he finds a good one.
Yeah. I'm getting chills now.
See, we're kind of kindred souls, because when I sing, I turn into really an R&B black guy just like him.
Me too.
This isn't white people music he's doing right here. This is some sweet, sweet, sweet R&B that you can only catch on 11 o'clock at night on BET when you're getting ready to make some loves.
Right now. Thank you.
He was talking to me.
I said that.
No, he was talking. Did you say thank you?
During the Super Bowl. I was like, thanks. I was all drunk on my couch.
I'm not even a big fan. Do you know what city he's from?
Yes, he is from. Stop. He's from Nashville.
No.
Okay, stop. He's from Kentucky, Knoxville.
No.
Stop.
That's my place.
Okay, stop. He's from.
You were so close.
Oh.
Barbecue ribs. Elvis.
Kind of song.
Oh, Memphis.
Thank you.
Ah, I knew it.
This isn't the Prince part. This is just sexy as hell, so why not?
The Prince part's coming up.
I know.
Yeah.
So good.
Did you say the Prince part is coming? Dumb Button Roulette on the Johnny B Show. This one's for you. Yeah. Now, this is the part that got the controversy. A lot of people went to Twitter. A lot of blue check people. A lot of verified accounts.
Hell yeah.
Not very happy. Sinbad being the most angry of all.
Sinbad?
Yeah.
He's there?
You don't want to piss off Sinbad.
He's still a thing. Now, they had a giant sheet hanging from the rafters, kind of like when U2 did the halftime show and they brought up all the names of the victims of 9/11 behind them and all that.
Yeah.
That was in my top five performances, too. It's U2, for God's sakes. Not U2, but the band U2.
I think we got it.
I think U2 doing the halftime show would still be very entertaining.
That's fake news.
For just me. I'd be like, look at them. They're dying up there. They want to kill themselves. But this big giant Prince comes out. And there was rumors that like a hologram Prince might pop up. You know, because it's Minnesota.
Yeah.
Not a hologram, but definitely a big giant 50-foot projection of Prince behind Timberlake. And some good harmony going on with dead Prince. But it's the song, man. He did die.
Yeah.
He died. Wrong song. So many songs in the Prince catalog to choose from. Why that one? That's not good. Let's Go Crazy would have been good.
When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry is a good one.
Still
yes.
Kind of
Erotic. Erotic City is probably my favorite song.
Really good.
Yeah.
Diamonds and Pearls. I mean, so many good songs.
Raspberry Beret.
Cream. Shadooby Wop. This is a great song and a great moment of a great movie, but he died.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to go see Timberlake when he comes to Tampa. He's coming.
I saw.
We should go.
Well, can you pay for my ticket?
No.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. One of my biggest fans is on the line. Oh, he hung up.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Man, he loves you.
What was that all about?
He said...
I mean, I saw what you put on the monitor.
Yeah, he said you sounded like a certain other personality that used to be on the radio.
Really?
That never shuts up.
I'm a talk show host. I have to talk. And can you imagine if the... Here's what it would sound like if I shut up.
Yeah, we're not going to carry the show.
Man, that's bad, right? That's bad. Sorry, Vince. It's the Johnny B Show. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Bitch!